thanks for stopping by the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the real of reality TV.
Talk to me nice, talk to me honestly. Look in my eyes, don't let it fall on me. Say you a good guy, make me believe it. Don't wanna hear it, I wanna see it. See how, rewind, when we rewind, feel so.
What is up, everybody? Listen, I have been watching the Nelly and Ashanti We Belong Together reality show on Peacock. And I'm going to say, I'm just going to be honest, it's a cute little, you know, it's a cute little reality show, a little behind the scenes of their relationship and catching people up on where they were in the past and the little break, or not little break, the long break they had in between, and then how they link back up. And now they are a married couple with a baby. Cool. That's all well and good. It's their relationship. I ain't here to judge it when it comes to anyone's relationship, as far as I'm concerned, for the most part. But when you choose to put it on a public platform, especially a reality show, you open yourself up for the judgment and the critique. So because they're doing this, I'm just going to share my thoughts on it. And a lot of people are sharing their thoughts on it. So I want to talk about what a lot of people are saying right now, especially in light of some things that he said on one of the episodes. I'm going to share my screen and we're going to get into it, because this is what I'm going to say first and foremost before I even share my screen. I will say this. Like I said, I'm not here to judge anybody's relationship. You do what you do, because the fact of the matter is we are all imperfect people. There is no perfect relationship. So if there is anybody that says that they're in a relationship with someone, they don't ever fuss, they don't ever argue, they don't ever fight, all of the stuff of the stuff, then it's bull. So it's just like, whatever. And I'm never here to sit and say that because somebody is arguing with someone or whatever, that that person is abusive, because there definitely is a thing as emotional and verbal abuse. But we also have to remember that there is a difference between that and two people being in an argument or a disagreement, because that type of stuff is going to happen. And it's those uncomfortable moments that can come up in people's lives. Well, they do happen in people's lives, but if you choose to have it filmed and recorded and putting it on a reality show, then unfortunately you're going to get the judgment and the critique, and that's just par for the course. It comes with the territory. So watching it is a little cute thing. It's their life and they're showing what they're showing. But I was watching the show alone. I was watching it by myself. I don't know a whole lot about Ashanti, but Ashanti is an actress. She is a singer. She's also an actress. Is she a Oscar-winning actress? No, but she is an actress, and she's acted, you know, decently in the movies that she has been in. You cannot take that away from her. But also with that being an actress thing, there is the putting on for the camera. So it's some of the things that I just kind of picked up when I was watching it, where it's like, because she laughs a lot. I was picking that up myself. I was like, you know, it's almost everything that says she's laughing at it. And sometimes that can be a cover for things. Again, I'm not trying to be a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a therapist, an analyzer, a psychic, a prophet. I'm not trying to be any of those things, but just my observation of me watching it, she was laughing a lot, like a lot. And I love to laugh. I'm somebody that I love to laugh. I will specifically look for things just to make me laugh because I love to laugh. But when it comes to just speaking to people and having communication and talking, and you're laughing at almost everything that's being said as a response, it kind of gives off a cover vibe. So I say that to say I caught that myself. And then I was watching a little bit of one of the episodes with my husband, because my husband ain't into reality shows, but sometimes if I'm watching something and he'll, you know, say, well, I'll watch it with you, but he can't stand that stuff. So I'm not going to even try to make it entertaining for him, because I'd much rather just watch it so I can get through it versus hearing him call people stupid or cursing people out or, you know, whatever, because it's like stupid to him. So I just don't even waste my time with it. But he caught a little bit of one of the episodes with me and he was like, how can you watch this? She's laughing all the time. Like, really? She's laughing all the time. And I said, yeah, she does laugh a lot. So even he caught that. If you guys caught that, let me know in the comments if you caught that too. And maybe that's just her personality. I don't know, because like I said, I don't follow her. I don't know a whole lot about her. But one of the things that I do know about her is she's an entertainer. She is a singer and she also is an actress. She is. So it just gives a kind of a cover vibe. But let me share my screen. I just want to share a little bit of a clip from one of the episodes that a lot of people are talking about, guys. All right, so it's Nelly tells Ashanti she'll have a lot on her plate until the baby's walking and talking, refuses to help with late night diaper changes or crying, says he slept right through it. All right.
That's a lot.
Well, listen, it's all you. I ain't gonna even lie. You know, I ain't got nothing for
me. First of all, let me say something. And I always feel this way, unless the volume is too low or something like that. It's kind of a shame when someone, when English is their first language and they have to put subtitles up for you so people know what you're saying. I'm just saying that's just, to me, it's always like, eh. Because they're not putting up subtitles for Ashanti, but they're putting up subtitles for him.
Absolutely not, I know.
Until he can say.
Now, again, you could see this is like on the, closed caption. So they're showing it for her. But when you watch the show, there are times when they're putting up, if you don't have closed caption on, they're putting up subtitles because you need to know what he's saying because you may not understand just from him speaking.
I'm hungry until he gets tired. I need to use the bathroom. It's going to be a lot easier to happen. But as soon as he started walking, I told him, I said, enjoy. Because as soon as he gets to walking and talking, he went to crew.
I'm trying to understand, how is it that you sleep through when he starts crying?
Do y'all really be up at night? I heard about it.
You know what? It's absolutely ridiculous that you'll still be dead asleep and he'll be mad loud.
But I don't even hear y'all, man. That's
ridiculous.
You know? It's a gift, I guess.
Why is that a gift?
I'm blessed with that.
No. That means get up. Mm. It's your turn to change him.
I'm going to take you back to this conversation we had. Before you kicked me under the table, I said, baby, I give you the world.
You saw that facial expression, right?
I just ain't changed no diaper.
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
Well, listen, it's all you. I ain't gonna even lie.
It's all on you. I ain't even gonna lie. Now, listen. I said this before I watched this show. I just felt like this was a mistake because it's a new, even though it's not a new relationship per se, it's a new marriage. I always feel like these people who are in these new marriages, to put it on a reality show, I just don't think it's a good idea. I don't care how strong you think your relationship is. It's just not a good idea, especially when you don't need the money. Even if you need the money, money is not everything. Money is necessary, but money isn't everything. And if you really cherish your relationship, you should just keep some things as a mystery. And I'm just speaking also from the perspective of being a married person myself. I've been married for 26 years. There is no way I would ever do a reality show ever. I don't even do social media with my spouse. And I'm thankful that social media wasn't even a thing when, you know, we've been together far much, longer in time for us to be on social media trying to prove our love and relationship to people. Because I just don't give a damn what anybody thinks. And two, it's just irrelevant. I don't do that. So for them to put this out there like that and show this is one of those moments that people are going to pick apart. And so he already let her know how he felt. Now, in fairness, he did say, you know, he was willing to pay for nannies and all of the things of the things. But also, I feel that because she wants him to be involved as much as she is with the baby, because she is, but she's working a lot too. It's not like he's just working and she's a stay-at-home mom. No, she's still working a lot and breastfeeding, pumping, and all of those things. She expected him to maybe change his mind and be more involved than what he had already said he was not going to be. And if he already said that, then he meant it. And he is an older man at this point, too. He's 50. I'm not saying 50 is, you know, about to be in the grave. But he already made it clear how he felt. So her saying, I just don't understand how you could just stay asleep when the baby's crying and I have to get up at night or whatever. And it's like, I believe it. I understand it. You know, overstand it, because he's just a party guy. That's not going to change about him. He's talking to the boys, talking to Jermaine Dupri, said, yeah, I told her until the baby's like walking and talking and can use the bathroom on his own, then you got to take that part. But once he's doing those things, then we good to go, because he's going to be outside with me and the guys. How old are you going to be before you stop hanging out with the guys? Anyway. On site shared this post. Somebody said Ashanti was on vacation 365 days a year before she got back with this clown, luxuriating under the island sun, bills paid, stress-free. Then she let a bum circle the block, shaking my head. Well, listen, I wouldn't say that he's a bum. So that definitely could be a stretch. But some people feel like the attitude is bum adjacent. So I won't take this little clip of this show as their entire relationship. But what I will say is that they open up themselves for this type of judgment by having their relationship on this reality show. So somebody said, what's Nelly's secret to stay looking young at 50? I need him to drop the health and wellness chips. And somebody responded, said, sleeping through the night when the baby cries, it eliminates the stress that causes wrinkles. Oh my God, they are crazy. But yeah, it's not an uncommon thing for, you know, you to see stuff like this in the homes when a husband and wife, or hey, even if they're just living together, mama and daddy ain't getting up when the baby's crying and the mama's getting up at night, whatever. So this is not like not normal. So I'm not here to say that their relationship is in jeopardy because Nelly has this attitude and this and that and the other. I honestly believe they're going to be fine, but I also do believe that they have been have this thought that we'll do this reality show, not just to prove to ourselves that this relationship was meant to be from the beginning, but to also to prove it to other people. Because think about it, the name of the show is called Nelly and Ashanti, We Belong Together. Who said you didn't? I really personally don't care, but we know that he had been with another chick for a lot of years that never led to marriage. And Ashanti, I guess, you know, she's had a few little relationships here and there, but she pretty much had been single or whatever. And so now they're back together. She looks happy. She looks healthy. He looks happy too. I don't think that the relationship or the marriage is in jeopardy. And I'm not here sitting here counting down the time for them to separate or get a divorce and that stuff. I don't even want any of that to happen. I hope things do work out. Marriages are not a cakewalk, but it also shouldn't be war either. I've often said this to people, that marriage really isn't hard. Life is hard. And when you choose to be in a relationship with someone, it's supposed to be the two of you against those circumstances, situations of life or whatever, making it work and getting through it and gaining the victory and celebrating on the other side, because life is a battlefield. The relationship and the marriage should not be. So if you are in a relationship with someone where it is a battlefield, where it is war, where it is hard or whatever, then maybe that's not the person that you should be with. But it's not easy either, just simply because life isn't easy. And we are two imperfect people choosing to come together in a union to be together. You have your differences. You have your, you know, your things that you have in common. You have your strengths. You have your weaknesses. You have all of those different things. And sometimes people just get on your damn nerves, okay? But you give through it, you live through it, and you work it out, and you keep moving forward. I don't believe their relationship is in any jeopardy. I don't think Nelly is a bum, but I do believe that because he is who he is, and he's been able to be this for all of these years, and he has adult children. No, I don't feel like he was saying anything, like he wasn't lying to her to say, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then he changed his mind and he didn't. He was actually honest with her about it from the very beginning. And something I did see before was the fact that, I'm not saying that he only married her because she got pregnant. It probably just sped up the timetable because she wound up getting pregnant. He did not want her to be a baby mama, quote unquote. But the baby was conceived outside of wedlock. So at that point, I'm not saying you just don't get married at all, but don't say it like that because then it sounds like you did it out of obligation. It just does. But anyway, guys, let me know in the comments if you've been watching the reality show. I think it's cute, but again, it's for our entertainment, but it's their real life. I don't think that them doing this reality show was a smart decision, but that's just my opinion. But no, I don't believe he is a bum. I'm not saying that. But he has his issues, and so does she. And they're choosing to showcase it on this reality show. But yeah, that's one of those moments that people are going to pick apart and call out and whatever. And also him not wanting to move out of St. Louis, and she wants to be closer to her family. She's a mom. She has a baby, whatever. I feel for her, on that matter. And I feel like he should be more understanding because it's not like he can't travel back and forth to St. Louis as often as he wants. Move to New York and be closer to her family because she is the woman, she is the mother. She needs that. But anyway, guys, I'm just going to leave it there. There's a whole lot more I can say, but I don't want to drag this on. So let me know in the comments if you're watching the reality show, what do you think about Nelly and him basically saying, yeah, you know, get with me once the baby is walking, talking and can go to the toilet on his own for when you want some help. And yeah, we'll just be outside together. But until then, changing the diapers, feeding the bottles, bottling up the breast milk and all of the things, baby crying at night and you need to, I'm going to sleep on until I'm good and ready to get up. Anyway, do you think she made a mistake by getting back with him? Was it more of a win for him than it was for her? It could go either way. It's still a new relationship, but also they knew each other before, so it's not brand spanking new. But it does also change the dynamics of the relationship when you bring a baby in the mix of it. So it's a lot. It's a lot, but I really don't wish them anything but the best. So you guys let me know your thoughts in the comments.
Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.